A little story about the song Victory in Jesus. When I was in the Chicago street meetings one year, and we were singing one evening out on the street corner, and we were singing Victory in Jesus, and I mean, we were singing it for all we could sing. And we get done, and there's a man standing listening to us, and he's kind of shaking his head, and he's like, "You guys got to sing it like you mean it." And we said, "We were." So we proceeded to sing it again and really tried to knock him out that time. So I can't sing that song without thinking, "Sing it like you mean it." For devotions this morning, this was a while ago. We had some people stop in at our place. Some excited people from a local church here in town. And they were enthusiastically trying to lead me to the Lord. And I was finally able to convince them that I was already saved and had a relationship with Christ. And so we talked for a while and whatever. And then as they were leaving, I'm not quite sure the words he used, but the one man mentioned how great it is that we can be saved and we don't ever have to worry about losing our salvation. And I'm not sure what I said. I probably didn't say a whole lot, but so as I was trying to decide what to have for devotions this morning, that came to my mind, and then I found a little outline with some scripture verses and stuff about why or what the Bible has to say about eternal security and why we do not believe in that. So I'm not sure if this man, if he was possibly reading the Message Bible or what version of the Bible he was reading, but I have some verses here that, I'll just go through them. I just wrote down a few of them. There's lots more that I didn't write down. So my first verse I'm going to read is from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And I'm just going to read one verse here. Chapter 10, verse 12. "Wherefore, let him that thinketh he standeth take heed lest he fall." And then 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 27. "But I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." So here we have Paul saying that he has to discipline himself in order that he doesn't become a castaway. Hebrews 3. Verses 12 and 13. "Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin." So here in verse 12, it talks about departing from the living God. And I don't think you can depart from something unless you were once a part of it. 2 Peter chapter 2. Verses verses 20 through 22. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein and overcome, the latter end is worse with them than the beginning. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness, then after they have known it, to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. But it is happened unto them according to the true proverb, the dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow that was washed to her wallowing in the mire. So this is one of my favorite passages. Number one, they escape the defilements of the world. And then number two, they were again entangled and were overcome. And then number three, they're worse off at the end than they were in the beginning. And then we also know the parable of the sower that Jesus told. I believe that makes it fairly clear when they talking about people and the different hearts. Some of those, they were saved, but then through temptation and cares and pleasures of the world, it says that those people fell away and they yielded no fruit. And then another parable that Jesus spoke, in John, we just had it in Sunday school, the vine. We can be grafted into the vine, but if we are not producing any fruit, then he will cut us off. So those were just a few verses as I was looking through that outline that I had found. So now, maybe these people will come back and I can really try and convince them that they are wrong. No. Hopefully that can encourage us and remind us why we do believe what we believe. Let's bow our heads for prayer.